Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. We are officially 1 week away from the Kansas Turnpike Authority going straight cashless for any of those that may be using the turnpike across the state of Kansas. As WIBW reports that according to the Kansas Turnpike Authority, the transition and converting to complete cashless around the entire state will happen in the early hours on July 1st, and they say it will be a relatively quick process. In a statement from Steve Hewitt, the KTA CEO, he said, quote, "We are excited to launch this customer-driven change. Cashless tolling offers a safe, more efficient customer experience while keeping toll rates at some of the lowest of any cashless system in the entire country." They say it will be a quick transition on the actual roadways, but the back office system that includes the toll payments and account management will take some additional time to get completely transferred. They go on to say that with the transition, there will also be customer service terms and self-service on the website and mobile apps at driveks.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Whether you're looking to expand your agriculture holdings and investments, or for a place to build your forever home, take a look at the 160 acres ideally located in northeastern Kingman County. This property is located just 1/2 mile from paved road and 1 mile from State Highway 14. Currently planted to wheat, this tract will be open for you to receive immediate possession upon closing. Auction will be held Thursday, June 27th at 6 p.m. at the Kingman Expo Center in Kingman, Kansas. Another great auction brought to you by Floyd Auction and Real Estate. Call 620-532-1887 or visit floydsells.com for more information. Two restaurants across the state of Kansas have been ranked as America's best restaurant and are set to get that recognition later on this summer. As KSNC News reports, the Chicken House in Olpe and La Rocca's Pizza in Topeka have been announced to be on the list for one of America's best restaurants, where the TV show ABR is set to film at both of the restaurants throughout the summertime and will be released at a later date. According to the TV show of America's Best Restaurants, they say the restaurants are selected based on web-based customer service reviews that include Yelp, their social media activity, and level of involvement at the local level. They say customers can also announce their nominations for their favorite restaurants online, where ABR is a self-described national media and restaurant marketing company that travels around the country trying to find interesting locally owned eateries and then posting it on their website and their YouTube channels. According to the show, they are set to start filming at both locations in the state of Kansas on July 8th.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Months after 17-year-old Beaver Valley Park employee Zachary Panther has passed away, and still there is not an autopsy report. The farm is owned by Governor Jim Pillen, as Panther was found unresponsive on April 1st. Panther was a new employee, and Sarah Pillen, the governor's daughter, confirmed his death the next day as the operator of the business. An autopsy was ordered by the county attorney and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, launched an investigation the following week. An employee with the Boone County Attorney's Office estimated that the completed report would be ready within 6 to 8 weeks after the autopsy, but with most of June already passed, the report still isn't available. Boone County Attorney John Morgan said that the lab results for the autopsy report have not been completed as of Tuesday of this week. He also noted that the medical matters have complicated the staffing in his office. Morgan, though, did not provide a timeline on when the report would be completed. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Good Wednesday morning. Your farm broadcaster Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The Biden administration has finalized new mileage standards for cars and light trucks that reflect the White House's push towards electric battery vehicles and away from liquid fuels, including corn ethanol. The final Transportation Department standards require new passenger vehicles sold after 2027 to increase mileage gradually to more than 50 miles per gallon by 2031. The new standard, ahead of a much-awaited Supreme Court decision on agency rulemaking powers, still favors EVs over gas-powered or flex-fuel and hybrid vehicles that can use corn ethanol. A recent Senate Energy Panel hearing was a flashpoint for the EV versus combustion engine debate.
No one really believes that 2/3 of the new cars sold in America in 2032 are going to be electric. The Biden administration's fixation on these electric cars amounts to wishful thinking on his part. But despite generous subsidies, The demand for electric cars is stagnating.
Wyoming Republican John Barrasso's attack drew this response from Energy Panel Democrat and Finance Chair Ron Wyden.
The automakers already are making changes in the supply chains, making sure that we're getting real improvement. We're seeing build-out of charging stations.
But Barrasso wasn't buying it, despite the president's push and potential strain on the nation's power grid.
His efforts to force-feed American electric cars is going to cause greater instability in our nation's electric system.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, different ethanol groups, and an oil industry group, and several car dealerships have filed suit recently against the Environmental Protection Agency over its tailpipe emissions rule, claiming that it's also limiting any role for gas ethanol blends. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spack, with your latest agricultural news as we see the Biden administration finalizing new auto mileage standards favoring EVs, all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for 20 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network. Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Wednesday, now June 26th of 2024. We're inching closer to the opening bell here on this Wednesday day of trade. First and foremost, though, let's get you a quick recap on how things finished up yesterday. It was mixed in the livestock, some choppy two-sided trade, especially at the end of the day. We see June live cattle was up 57 to 189.47, but August was down 40 cents at 184.42. Same story for the feeder cattle. It was actually mostly lower September and beyond, but August was up 15 cents at 259.05, September down a nickel at $260.07 per hundred weight. Lean hogs were mostly lower as well. July lean hogs down 95, down to $89 per hundred weight. August was up 2 cents at 86.75, but the rest of the complex was lower. Yesterday in the grains, we saw quite a bit of pressure from both corn and soybeans. Wheat market had another continued day of volatility. And coming off of Monday's crop conditions reports, it was a little bit of a surprise. Hopefully seeing some recovery today. We're already seeing that trend so far in the grains and the oil seeds. July corn up 2.25 to 427.75. September up 2 at 433.75 through the overnight pre-trading session. Again, with the crop conditions report showing a decline in good conditions, the wheat market should flourish just a little bit, as today maybe trending upward. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat are all a little higher to start. July Kansas City wheat up 3.5 at 579.5. September up 3 at 584.5. July oats down 3.75 though, down to 301. Soybeans took a double-digit hit yesterday, and they're double-digit higher this morning through the pre-trading session. July beans up 11.75 at 11.75. August up 8.5 at 11.54. July soy meal up 4.90 to 370.20. And soy oil also higher. July up 25 points at 43.01. Cotton looking for a third consecutive day of triple digits. July cotton here this morning, though, up 70 points at 73.29. Lastly, the dollar index up 35 points this morning to 105.6.
Test drive a Grasshopper mower at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. Grasshopper mowers offer decks with powerful and reliable operation, unmatched comfort, and a legendary cut that leaves your lawn smooth and manicured every time. Grasshopper mowers, committed to the cut. Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road, or west location, just south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com. We know mowers.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
It's that time of year, from Texas to the Dakotas. Us here at the Mid-America Ag Network and me, your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, will keep you informed on this year's wheat harvest. Listen daily for the most current, up-to-date information on the progression of the summer wheat harvest through Mid-America. Summer wheat harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine Replacement Parts, PNB Insurance, Gene Francis Gavel Roads, and the Hydraulic Shop. From Texas to the Dakotas, it's Mid-America Ag Network keeping you informed on this year's 2024 wheat harvest.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas University men's basketball team says that they are preparing for the upcoming fall season as they have officially released the numbers for each one of the players for the upcoming season, including the returners that had the same number, including Hunter Dickinson, DeJon Harris, and KJ Adams. As KSNT News reports it, last year the NCAA had approved rule changes prior to the previous season that now allow student athletes to wear any number between 0 and 99, where previously the NCAA had restricted uniforms with digits 5 to 9 for decades. For the upcoming basketball season, KU has announced that Shaquille Moore will be using the number 0, Hunter Dickinson at number 1, AJ Storr at number 2, DeJon Harris at number 3, Rakisa Passmore at number 4, Zeke Mayo at number 5, Rylan Griffin at number 6, Noah Shelby at 7, and El Marco Jackson at number 13. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
This is a special message from Burwell Roofing and Construction. The spring storm season has already started, and if it's already affected your home, call Burwell Roofing and Construction at 316-794-3430. Their team will assess the damage to your roof, siding, and guttering, give you an honest and fair estimate for repairs, and work with your insurance company along the way. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430. Don't wait. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today. 316-794-3430 and at burwellconstruction.com.
The Kansas State Wildcats girls basketball team says that they are excited for the upcoming fall season after the records that they shattered last season in the 2023-24 year. As KSNT News reports, the Wildcats women's team ended up reaching number 2 on the national rankings, earning a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament and giving them the right to host the first 2 rounds for the first time ever. According to the leadership of the team, they say they're also excited about the upcoming season with the return of many All-Americans, including the center Ayoka Lee and the experienced backcourt of seniors, including Serena Sundell, JL Glenn, and Briley Glenn. At the same time, with 2 transfers currently in the mix for the Wildcats, they said that they are sending out an all-senior lineup with plans to go deep into the March Madness tournaments of 2025.